You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. So, Sam, that's from 1968.
It's quite a bit before I was born. It's before even my parents were born.
but listen to the lyrics, man, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. The music during those times and those days were focused on what was going on, the turmoil that was going on in the world at that point in time. We're dealing with turmoil and those kind of things even today. But, you know, things haven't changed so much. And so people through music were able to express their views in a nation that was headed in the wrong direction. Then at the root of it was the Vietnam War. And us just coming out of the civil rights struggles and all of those things. And so one of the ways people were able to address it was through the music. And that's kind of what I always like to represent when we kind of do the music. There's always a message to it. But anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. If you're just joining us, I said at the beginning of the show that I wanted people to give me their views on the Earl Ingram Show, the direction that we're going in, the direction that I'm going in, what I need to do to improve it. I'm all ears. And so we're gonna go ahead and move forward with it. Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hey, good morning to you, Mark. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. It's been a great show as always. I mean that always, you know, topical and staying on top of things and open to other ideas and stuff. One thing that occurred to me this morning with the leak we heard about yesterday, you know, the national security, like, we can't let this distract us from all the other horrors that the Trump administration is bringing on. I just heard this morning on, you know, John Gordy, who precedes you, that they're talking about the Trump administration rolling back environmental protections and saying no state having stronger environmental protections than the federal government. And I can't help but think about Milwaukee with the lead line problems, that they're finally getting rid of the lead lines in, you know, for one example, getting rid of that, the lead lines that have contaminated so many lives, and all the other contaminants that, especially in communities of color, that, you know, usually bear the brunt of a lot of this pollution that, and leftover pollution in the past, and the health consequences of it. I'm an old white guy now, and that in 68 I was 10, but I mean that, I'm a cancer survivor, and I don't know where that cancer came from, whether it came from environmental contamination or some kind of virus or what it came from, but it is just horrific to think about that the rollback of the progress we've made about, you know, getting a cleaner environment that the Trump administration is proposing to bring forth, and that it is just, where does this all end? I mean, the incompetence at the Defense Department now, and acting like their bombing of the Houthis was just recent, just now is a new thing where we were bombing the hell out of them back in 24 when Biden was president. I mean, that it is just, it's just one horrific thing after another, and or sign of incompetence after another. And your show is one of the places that people can hear about some of this information, because that in a lot of cases, it's amazing that on civic media and other programs I listen to, I mean, we hear in-depth conversations about, you know, political issues, you know, going all the way to, like John Fugel saying, at 8 o'clock at night, when he has, you know, that it's just intelligent discourse on, you know, from coming from not only you, but from comedians, you know, that are on the air as well.
Well, you know, Mark, one of the things I was going to talk about this morning was cutting veteran suicide prevention in the name of efficiency. People aren't aware that part of what they're going to be cutting is, you know, veteran suicide prevention dollars. And so I just want one of the subjects I was going to talk about today, but I'll talk about it at another time. But people need to be made aware of that. You know, you're a Republican. You say, you know, you're a MAGA person. You think that's all right? I mean, come on, man. But thank you very much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Eric from Tulsa, man, you're next up. Eric.
Yes, hello. Hey, good morning, Eric.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
yeah,
man.
I've listened to your show since first finding it in early 2017, so obviously I give you a passing grade. I also did think that Tony made a good point about your callers and guests being hard to hear sometimes. That's definitely a good production point that Tony brought up. If there was anything I'd like to see more of, it would be having more Milwaukee-centric guests, happenings, political issues. Because as you've said, you know, civic media covers the whole entire state and even outside the state, really. But you're the only host that regularly focuses on Wisconsin's biggest city and biggest economic engine, you know, and I'd like to personally see more of it, not just for myself, but I think it would benefit your listeners as well, especially those that have like maybe a dim view of Milwaukee. I'll say it would be an opportunity for you to bring light to some of the positive things happening in Milwaukee and the positive people that here that are here. Something that listeners and most Wisconsinites, I don't think, hear enough about.
You know what, Eric? You're right on point. You know, I'm engaged in my community. You know, I'm not a guy who's not engaged. I'm very much engaged in the city of Milwaukee and committed and have been for the better part of 40 years of my life. It's where I'm born. It's where I'm going to die. It clearly is a place that is facing some real challenges, as there are other parts of the state. But and I know everybody in Milwaukee. So, and all the politricksters, the politicians, and all of those people, some very interesting people. I will certainly do that, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. I will certainly do that and bring more young people like you on the air. There's no question. You are a future leader. You're a leader now, but people need to get to know you, and I pledge to do that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm dating myself a little bit, but Earl, you've come a long ways. I remember you way back with Eric Vaughn.
I
forget the name of that station. I locked
1290.
The door.
1290.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's right. That's the one. And I got a little bit in common with you. I'm a big union man myself. You got a well-rounded program. You have Sandy Williams on there as a guest, and you have a Reggie Jackson on there, and then you have a Robert Miranda. You know, it kind of represents all
right.
sides of the people that live here, and I think that's
Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen
Action. I forgot about him. And we kind of interact with one another, so kind of understand what the other person is about, it's a well-rounded show, and I listen to it every morning. You're my favorite of all the shows on the civic media, and it's just a lot of information on there. You know, one time you had Max Richmond on there, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you had you know, and this, and then you have this pharmacy, and you know, hey, I'm getting up there in age, and I kind of like to know what kind of vitamins to take so I can live maybe a couple days longer.
You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself, Don.
Like I said, you're a treasure to me. So anyhow, that's what my opinion is. So
hey Don, your opinion is well received. You're a treasure to me as well. Thank you very much, man. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I love what you're doing. Don't change a thing.
Well, you know, I have to change something because my wife is always telling me, hey, your eyebrow is out of whack, okay? You got to make sure your eyebrow is combed. You got to make sure. You got to make sure. I think you've got a little piece of food on your tooth. But you know, that's what wives do. But anyway, Cindy, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. You know, I do love your show. I don't agree with you a lot. And occasionally you take my call, and sometimes you let me get off on a tangent like you do your liberal callers. But, you know, all in all, I'd say, you know, you're one of the hosts that does take my call, which is a great thing. And that doesn't always happen.
Well, you know, CJ, the only reason that I would pull you short is because you changed the subject. Okay?
What's the point? Callers, Earl?
Hey, CJ, no,
your,
for the most part.
Callers will go off on a tangent. You hear it every day from Tom from L.A. He swings his usual tie drop of, you know, if we're spewing it, we're doing it, and all this other stuff. You let him go off on a tangent every day. But
also, CJ,
I do, because I can dispute so many of your facts and your guest facts.
Hey, CJ. Hey, CJ. This is not about you disputing my facts. I have no problem having an open dialogue and conversation with people on these airwaves. I do it every day. There are other conservatives, CJ, who call this show, who I've never cut off, because they don't change the subject, okay? And I can tell you, as somebody who's listened to radio for over 40 years, hosts don't allow people to change the subjects. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
At 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And I want to thank Sam, Luke, for doing a bang bang job, man. And now I'm left with you.
You're right? Big shoes to fill for me. Big shoes to fill for me, but glad to be with you. I've been listening this morning, Earl, and glad to be with you here now on the board in the studio here in Madison.
Well, you know, that song you just heard, you don't know anything about it, but I bet your parents do.
I'm sure they do, but I do not. I do not.
Yeah, you know, so let me get into some different things. I wanted to. One of the things as I was preparing for the show this morning, Luke, you've heard of Bill Maher.
I've heard of Bill Maher, yeah.
So Bill Maher has been warning of a civil war, that a civil war could happen in this country. And Bill Maher is a very brilliant guy, been around a long time. But he is concerned about the discourse that exists right now in this country, the hatred that Americans feel towards one another. And he was just as candid as I've ever seen Bill Maher. I started following Bill Maher back when George Bush Jr. was the president. And Bill Maher was very outspoken, as he always is. And very, you know, perceptive about things, and certainly unwavering and willing to have open dialogue and open conversation, and was never worried about, you know, if he was going to be put off the air for actually, you know, challenging what was going on in the society. And so he said this, doing an interview this past Sunday, and he said, during the Sunday interview, Maher's forthcoming book, What This Comedian Said Will Shock You, the real-time host, how the GOP wants the party of Ronald Reagan had transformed into American carnage. Now, the people may say, and I remember Republican. I got to tell you, man, I was around with Ronald Reagan. I was a little bit younger than you, or about your age, Luke, during the time Ronald Reagan was moving around. And yeah. I remember being mortified at Ronald Reagan and who Ronald Reagan was and the Republican Party. And they were talking about things that I think many of us who were on the other side of the coin thought was starting to lead our nation and divide our nation. And so I never will forget the thoughts and what I felt and what my father, who's long since passed, and the conversations that those elders of my generation or before me would talk about Ronald Reagan and what was taking place. And I'll tell you, Luke, I was worried about those things, but those were nothing compared to what is taking place right now in this country. And the divide that exists between many citizens in this country, Democrats and Republicans, family members, Luke, people who live in the same house, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, you know, they are at one another's throats, even in churches. This divide that is happening in this country is so frightening that there are people who encourage it. And Luke, you know, you've been around for a young man, very perceptive young man, but you know, in probably areas that you travel, there's something going on here, man, that's frightening. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that the discourse in around the country, here in Wisconsin, everywhere, is pretty tumultuous right now. But I don't know about anytime I hear the Civil War comments, it confuses me. On like, there was the Mason-Dixon line for our Civil War, the American Civil War, the Mason-Dixon line was the pretty clear indicator of where the two sides were. But are you telling me that we're going to have a Civil War that's just, what is that going to mean for purple states like Wisconsin? Like, I don't see how that could be possible.
It's not about states, man. It's about ideology. It's about the fact that people have bought into something, this MAGA reality, where people no longer even think that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence matters anymore.
Yeah, that's a scary aspect.
Well, that's because this one man has been able, that they're basically worshiping, has been able to divide all of that, Luke. I mean, if people don't understand just how serious a time this is, that a president of the United States can make threats to other elected officials and to judges where we are. 855-752-4842 is the number. We're going to continue the conversation on the Earl Ingram Show. It's good to see my buddy Luke, you know, in the position he's in now.
Glad to be here helping out with the show today, Earl. Glad to be here.
Hey, we're gonna continue the conversation. 855-752-4842. You can join us. We'll continue the conversation.
To sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
all right, Luke, 1967, Joe Crocker. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Luke, did I say 1967?
You did. You did, Earl.
Hey,
I've read about that year. I've read about that year.
Let's see. I was 13 years old in 1967, man.
I'm trying to picture a 13-year-old Earl Ingram.
A 13-year-old Earl Ingram was right in the middle of 13 children.
Yeah.
I was number 7 of 13. And, you know, so when we would have dinner and they'd set up the table and then everybody would look around and they would say, hey, one's missing. Hey, who is it? Oh, number 7 is missing.
The middle one. you truly are still the middle child then. Out of 13, that's hard to do, but you are the middle child.
Yeah, the middle child in a family of 13 means that totally forgotten. 6 older, 6 younger. Hey, where's that other guy? had to live my life in that manner. But anyway.
We don't forget about you here on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey.
All right, man. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, Susan from Kenosha. How you doing?
Susan, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I was just remembering I was 17 in 1967. So I know those years very, very well.
All right.
One of the things that we're talking about is that a possibility of a civil war in this country. Well, there is a possibility because we have two different sides that cannot seem to listen to each other, cannot seem to actually express themselves in a way that they listen to each other. They can't compromise. And I foresee that something like this could possibly happen. People don't realize that our Constitution is leaving us. We don't have the rule of law anymore. When you can ship hundreds of people to a foreign country without due process, whatever happened to due process? What happened to the things that we actually believe in that we fought for all our life? But in 1967, yes, we were at a terrible time. We had our young men being shipped off to Vietnam, dying in an ungodly war. And so we took to the streets. We protested. And it took a long time to bring those young men home. Over 49,000 young men and women died over there for what? For nothing. But, I mean, these were our friends, and we felt that we had to do something. So now we are engaged in another type of situation here where we have to engage, we have to protest, and we have to bring our Constitution and our Bill of Rights back. Because if we don't, we are going to be the losers because we will not be able to live with ourselves. I feel for the people who are in El Salvador and Venezuela. A lot of them are innocent people who should not be there. And yet when you talk to the other side, they just say, well, they're immigrants. Hey. They were here illegally. But
Susan.
But just, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your point.
My point is that do they realize that possibly they're relatives were illegal aliens? I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump's grandfather was an illegal alien, and so was Trump's mother came here.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for those thoughts, salient thoughts. Let's go to Stan from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Stan. How you doing? You say what?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Earl?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming to Racine down on Monument Square a couple of weeks ago. And it was a wonderful turnout, and I believe the numbers are growing. I saw the demonstrations yesterday on Highway 31 and 20, and it looks like the numbers are growing. So thank you so much for coming down and spending some time with us on Monument Square.
Well, I'll be back this Saturday. You know that.
Saturday, Monument
yes.
Square.
No, oh, it's not great. Gonna be. It's gonna be on the highway. I forgot where, but I'm gonna join you guys again.
Oh, wonderful!
I believe in what you're doing, man.
Hey, thank you so much, Earl. We need leadership, and you're providing it.
Hey, thank. I'm just being a part of. I'm just a part of it, man. And you guys are doing the work. And I support anybody and anything that's doing this the right way. Let's go to Chad from Greenfield. Good morning to you, Chad. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Long time no talk. So much to talk about, but I'll stay on topic as requested. I think it's kind of comical that you're blaming all this Civil War stuff on President Trump. Now, let's look what happened recently. First of all, Chuck Schumer is the first guy to threaten judges. He said that Kavanaugh will pay the price, and everything was fine about that. But let's look at what's going on recently. You have Tim Walz, probably one of the most effeminate person, saying he's going to beat up 90% of MAGA people. Some mega people have challenged him. He's ran away. He's done a good job boosting my Tesla stock, by the way. You have Jasmine Crockett saying Ted Cruz deserves to be knocked over the head. You have Maxine Waters telling people to confront, cabinet members in public, right in their faces. You have Tesla burning, people burning in keen places. Now, when we boycotted Bud Light, we just didn't buy it. You know, we just let it sit there. You know, we're boycotting Snow White. We're not destroying anything of Snow White. But these people are destroying Tesla. You guys are the violent party. You guys are the ones promoting violence, if anything. And that's why the Democratic approval rating is at all-time low, 21%.
So, Chad, let me ask you a couple things. Do you agree with cutting veteran suicide prevention? Do you agree with that?
Well, now it's funny because...
I'll let you speak. See, this is what I'm talking.
Hey,
Chad, this is what I'm talking. Chad, I let you speak. I didn't interrupt you. I asked you a simple question.
Yeah.
You're talking about what the Democrats don't do. I asked you if you believe in cutting veteran suicide prevention money.
I'll be more than happy to answer the question. First of all, you are switching the topic, but second of all, it is concerning. Something that'll be looked into. And unlike me, Earl. I'll admit when I see something concerning. I think that's concerning. It'll be looked into, and we'll see what President Trump and the cabinet do. When you're having mass cuts, there are going to be things that are cut that may be valuable. There may be things, you know, a very few things, but let's look into it. Maybe it can be changed. But are you condemning anything that I mentioned? You're changing the topic. Now,
Chad,
we're talking about violence.
Chad, may I?
Go ahead, Luke.
I do certainly remember NFL jerseys being burnt. With the Colin Kaepernick people that were very upset with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. There was also a lot of Bud Light cans that were shot up. Like there were shooting ranges with social media videos, Chad, of whatever type of firearm folks wanted to use. They bought the Bud Light, which kind of defeated the whole purpose of the protest of Bud Light, just to shoot or dump Bud Light down the drain. Are you telling me that those violent things didn't happen? Or am I misremembering? Those social media phenomenons throughout the Bud Light and NFL protests?
No, you remembered everything perfect. But the difference is, these people purchased the Bud Light. They purchased the Kaepernick jerseys. No one purchased these Teslas that they're burning, that they're keen. It's a totally different thing. You think burning Colin Kaepernick jersey compared to burning a Tesla plant is similar? I mean, are you kidding me? You think someone that buys a 24-pack of Bud Light for $12, shooting it up, Kid Rock in a range?
Let me pose this to you. Do you think cutting Medicaid for children and for the elderly, you think that's a good deal? You think that's a good thing?
Now, I'll answer the question, but again, you're switching the topic, which you just said.
Folks are acting up at Tesla dealerships.
Hey, Chad, I just want to remind
I'll
you.
The question.
Hey, Chad, but listen, I just want to remind you, it's called the Earl Ingram Show, and Chad can't pick the topics on the Earl Ingram Show, all right? So go ahead. So I'm not switching topics.
Well, sure. No, I'm answering your topic, and you're switching it. But
okay,
I will
answer
about the Medicaid. There's so much waste in Medicaid, Earl. If you look at what Elon and Dudge have done, now no one's getting their actual Medicaid cut. They're cutting the fraud. You have 180-year-old people collecting Social Security. You have people getting loans that are 6 years old. That stuff.
Hey, Chad, are you aware that they've proven that what you just said is false?
I'd love to see that. I mean, what your proof versus Elon's proof? We'll see what happens. I mean, they're doing so much cutting. Have you heard the unnecessary stuff? I haven't heard one compliment on things that have been cut. You can nitpick on a huge plan and find little things, but when you're seeing, what about President Trump now? $3 trillion into our economy from all these companies that have pledged. I don't see any praise from.
Hey, Luke, you want to respond to Chad, man?
I mean, it's really hard to keep up with the receipts that Chad says, because the Doge website posts some savings and then it takes down those savings when it realizes that it mistaked $8 billion for $8 million. And then there's a lot of complexities, I think, that go into it, Earl.
Where's the praise for the $3 trillion that President Trump has just got brought into our country? that's been brought in from businesses. Steel mills being built, and now the tariffs look like they're working. I mean,
hey Chad, Chad, I have to ask you one last thing, man, before I let you go. So, do you think that Donald Trump has been able to build steel mills in two months? Do you think these major, you know, manufacturing corporations that he claims they're going to build somehow are going to come into existence in a couple days? Come on, man. Hey, come on, man.
You think? I'll answer the question if you allow me to.
Quickly.
Anyone can build a steel mill. Okay, you think anyone can build a steel mill in 2 months? We have commitments of $3 trillion from major companies and people all around the world. Have you ever seen a steel mill built in 2 months? Now we have commitments in it. Apparently the tariffs are working. Has Joe Biden got any commitments like that? Would Kamala Harris have any kind of capability of that? It's called the art of the deal, Earl. You should see. You'll find out.
Hey, listen. We don't need the president to do the art of a deal. We've got Congress and the Senate, Chad. Who generally takes care of those things? Why are we allowing a king to do it?
And I believe they signed a bipartisan infrastructure law that did actually go through. And there's a lot of that success. There were a lot of Republican lawmakers that didn't vote for it, but were claiming credit for it in their district. So it's very interesting how that works out, Earl.
Hey Chad, thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on, 855-752-4842. You know, like I said, man, we welcome conservative callers.
Oh, yeah. You talk to him all the time, Earl.
All right.
We get by with a little help from our friends, some would say.
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like madness. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe.
Luke, what do you know about that, man? You're too young to know anything about MacArthur Park.
I may be too young to know about MacArthur Park back when it was on the radio, but this was one of the pep band songs that we played, Earl.
Oh, okay.
This is one that we had so much fun in high school. Like I'm a percussionist, played the drums.
Right.
This was one of the like reveled spots to be able to play the drums.
Right.
On MacArthur Park, when the pep band, Oak Creek High School, the pep band was at all of the different football games, basketball games, everything. Love that one.
All right, man. 855-752-4842, 1966.
Yeah, I don't know about it from when it was released, but I know how to play it on the drums.
All right. Let's go right back to the phone line. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Hey, good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Jeff from Green Bay, we got you on the line.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Still here. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Sam. Hey, I just wanted to comment. The last caller mentioned Trump can bring all these businesses to America. You remember Foxconn? He called that the eighth wonder of the world. Remember that nonsense?
Oh, yeah.
And what nobody talks about is part of that deal was we gave them $250 million as an incentive to come to our country. No one talks about that. Our hard-earned tax dollars went right in their pockets. So no one
you know, Jeff,
remember that.
Hey, Jeff, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Brendan from New Jersey, you're up, man.
Brendan?
Go ahead, Brendan.
Listen, I just wanted to address a couple of Chad's points. One, as far as the violence goes and burning a couple of crappy cars, January 6th, checkmate. And then as far as all this money he's bringing in, he had nothing to do with the Honda plant that's opening in Indiana. That deal was done before he came on. But as Trump always seems to do, he wants to take credit for anything that's happening while he's standing somewhere. But going back to the original point with Bill Maher, he talks about everybody, being divided, and that's the whole problem. Well, maybe it's because we see people bowing to a king and we have a real problem with that and wonder why they forgot about the Constitution. Or we see the hatred and bigotry and racism that goes on with the core group of MAGA people. And as I've said many times, it's not all MAGA people. There were many people that voted for him that were hoping he'd save them money on groceries and the cost of living, but they were just fooled again. And so we're all living with that. So, Chad, and by the way, Chad, your hero, Mr. Tesla, was over in Germany months ago trying to bring the Nazi party back to Germany, okay? So maybe do some homework before you call up with your Fox News points. Have a great day,
guys. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Ann from Chippewa Falls, you're up.
Hello, Earl. I just want to thank you for your show. And I also want to say, why does everybody assume that they're Democrats that are starting fires to these Teslas? Maybe they're Republicans starting a fire on these Teslas because they're angry about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security being tampered with. Why don't we look at it? It could be the other side. And I have to agree with your last caller. January 6th, that wasn't a problem with anybody. All us Democrats want, we want to be included in what's going on in our country. We want a voice. And we don't want to be blamed for everything that happens in this country as a bad thing. We are fighting for our democracy. We are fighting for everyone. And I wish these Republicans would stop pointing the finger at us and let's work together. Thank you, Earl.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for always listening and always chiming in and sharing. Appreciate it. Eric, you got the last of it, my friend.
Yeah, thank you again, Earl. I'd just like to say, I didn't know the name, but I'll just say that caller that was calling up was a prime example why I don't think your show would be the best place for conservative counterpoint, because what do you do once they start spewing lies, untruths, and tall tales? Where do you go from there? Another thing real quickly I'd like to say is you have another caller say that during the GOP convention, another conservative caller, because they're jumping on today to try and give you great ideas, we're saying something about Milwaukee, quote unquote, keeping their blacks in place for so long. And I'd like just all your listeners to take a second to think about, this is how conservatives talk about black people when nobody else is listening. And for the record, hey, I'd love to join in on one of those Crossfire podcasts because I'd eat them alive.
Hey Eric, I am going to take into consideration everything that was said today. My goal is to improve what it is you are hearing. And the best way to improve what you are hearing is to take the advice from those who tune in. You get up every morning and you tune into this show. I'm forever honored and appreciative of that. And and more than anything else, thankful to Civic Media for giving me the opportunity and the platform. But we're going to continue to improve it. You guys keep listening. Tell somebody else about us. We've got to grow the audience. And that's what this is about. Luke, thank you, man. Thank
you,
everybody,
pleasure,
who
Earl.
Made the show go. Up next, Jay Matinet, Greg Bott. See you guys on tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.